USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has put forward a nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. Senate Democrat Bob Casey was on Fox News.
No matter where you live, you have these high case numbers and high death numbers. Over 400, we're about 414, 15,000 people who are dead and about 25 million cases.
Because congressional action could take a while, President Biden has pushed ahead the relief with two executive orders, and one of them includes expanding food assistance. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a warning about COVID-19.
When you tire before the enemy tires, you know what happens? The enemy wins. We don't have the luxury of fatigue.
He explained that the vaccine is safe, and he urged New Yorkers to take it as soon as it's available. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A group of three dozen House Democrats have signed a letter asking President Joe Biden to commute the death sentences of all federal death row inmates and work to dismantle the form of punishment at the federal level. The plea comes on the heels of 13 executions carried out by the Trump administration since July. They're calling on Biden, who's voiced his opposition to the death penalty, to emphasize rehabilitation for offenders in his Justice Department. There are now 50 people on the federal death row, including a man whose death sentence was overturned on Tuesday in a ruling that could be appealed by the U.S. Justice Department. The plea to Biden comes weeks after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin introduced a bill to abolish the death penalty at the federal level. Legendary talk show host Larry King has passed away due to complications of COVID-19. Larry King was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Tributes continue to pour in for Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Al Downing pitched in 405 games over 17 seasons, but it was one pitch he threw to Aaron on April 8, 1974, that's part of baseball history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
The radio call from Milo Hamilton. Downing telling MLB Network yesterday, he and Aaron talked about the home run the next day.
And he said to me, he says, you know, Al, he says, you're a very good pitcher. You've had a good career. Don't feel bad about this. He says, heck, I was going to hit that home run against somebody, you know.
Barry Bonds eventually passed Aaron to become the home run king, but some still view Hammer and Hank as the true king because of Bonds' ties to the steroid scandal. But Downing says Aaron's true legacy was his grace and dignity. Hank Aaron was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. The demonstrations spread out from the eastern regions of Russia across the nation, including thousands gathered in central Moscow to protest the Kremlin. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.